Lesson 7.
I'm Commander Dana, and I am so excited to spend a few minutes with you. We're teaching today on It's True, really talking about the Word of God, that it's true. You know, John 8:32 says, the truth will make you free, and that's really the point of some of the things I want to share with you today. I want to give you some ideas on where to go with this lesson. There's, I think, a lot of different avenues you could take in teaching this, different angles, if you will, because we want the kids to leave with, of course, the understanding that God's Word is true. But I really like to talk with them about truth, because we're living in a society and in a time where it's really difficult to tell what the truth is about so many different situations that we face. It's difficult to tell who's telling the truth and who maybe is trying to deceive, but we know that the Holy Spirit leads us to truth, John 16:13. I like to let the children know that I'm ministering to that truth has a benefit to it. If there is deception in our lives, if there's some kind of hiding in our lives, because see, lying and hiding go together, I like to let the kids know, kids, if you will just let truth be in your life, if you'll leave everything open, then you're going to be so much more free, because truth and freedom go together. You remember what Jesus said? You'll know the truth. The truth will make you free. Now, here's an example. You won't find this in your written outline, but here's an illustration I like to talk to the kids about. I like to ask them, kids, has anyone ever had a splinter? Anyone ever got a splinter in their finger or in their hand? And you know, most kids have got one at one time or another. Here's the illustration. If you have a splinter and it doesn't get pulled out, what happens? Well, it gets more and more sore, and it just does not heal up until the splinter gets pulled out. But I like to ask him this, well, kids, what if we don't pull it out? Because we know pulling out a splinter is no fun. In fact, if you ask the kids that, they'll all agree. Who loves to get a splinter pulled out, especially by your dad? You know, dads are kind of rough, and I remember, you know, I had a few pulled out in my day that I wanted mom to pull it out, not dad. But here's the deal. When you have a splinter in your finger, kids, what happens if you just put a Band-Aid on it? From the outside, it looks better. Oh, yeah, you must be getting better. There's a Band-Aid on it. You know something? When you do not allow truth to reign, it's like having a splinter in your hand, and yet you've put a Band-Aid on it. It looks okay from the outside, but you know what? It hurts big time underneath that Band-Aid. And I like to let the kids know, kids, when we allow the truth of God's Word to live in our life, when we put lying and any kind of dishonesty aside, that's like pulling the splinter out. And when the splinter is pulled out, you can be free and you can be well. And taking the splinter out, I like to kind of wrap it up with this. It hurts sometimes to confront dishonesty or deception in our lives. There's some pain involved in getting that splinter out. But once it's out, oh, it's such a relief. And healing starts immediately. Freedom starts immediately. Let the kids know, truth and freedom go together. And the number one place to find truth is in the Word of God. It's in our Savior Jesus.